Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and as always, we are bringing the conversation in the punch bowl. If you are listening to this show right now on the line and you want to join the conversation, please press 1 so we know you have a question or a comment or you want to make your voice heard. If you are listening to this show on your computer and you want to join us in the punch bowl, please give us a call at 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974, and press 1 to make sure that we know you want to speak to the host. Enjoy the conversation in the punch bowl. Today, we're going to have another amazing show, but one of the things that we want to remind everyone is that we are in IPO 2.0. We're getting ready to close out the IPO. We have a matter of days left. The IPO is closing October 4th. Call your friends, call your neighbors, call your relatives. Tell the people at work that there are only a limited amount of days to purchase your stock in the Punch TV Studios IPO at $1 per share. If your friends have any questions and they don't know what's going on, if you're not absolutely sure what's going on, if you gather 10 or more friends, we can schedule a conference call with our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, and he will answer all of your questions personally. No question is too silly. No question is unimportant. We will answer any and all questions that you may have about the Punch TV Studios IPO. Because remember, the IPO is not just about Joseph Collins. It's not just about Punch TV Studios. It's about changing the lives of everyday people and everyday Americans and allowing them to be a part of an IPO. Not many people have the opportunity to get in on the IPO phase, and not many people have the opportunity to purchase stock in a company at $1 per share. So please understand that what we're doing here at Punch TV Studios is revolutionary. We have literally changed history. And so that's why we want you to be a part of what we're doing here at Punch TV Studios. We're creating generational wealth. We're creating thousands of new jobs. We're producing over 300 new feature films and television shows just for your enjoyment. So we just launched on KILM in Southern California. We're covering over 16 million more homes, 16 million more homes, making our total reach for Punch TV at 25 million homes. This is something that you want to be a part of. So before we get started on today's show, again, if you're listening to this show on the line and you want to join the conversation, if you have a question or comment, or you want to let us know your thoughts, please press 1 so we know that you want to join us in the punch bowl. If you are listening to this show on your computer, give us a call, 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. So you can join us in the punch bowl. Today's show is going to be yet another amazing show. Today's guest is going to be Mr. Jermaine Payne. Jermaine Payne is a first native of Charlottesville, Virginia, and he has been a NASCAR mechanic in the Sprint Cup Series. He's also driven the hauler that carries the race cars. So he's going to be joining us in the punch bowl momentarily. But before we bring on our guest, we want to welcome our co-host, A Bottle of Youth and A Bottle of Youth for Me. Are you with me this morning, guys?
Well, we sure are. How are you doing this morning?
We are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Tell us something new. What's going on in your world?
Not much, but I do have a surprise caller that's calling in, Mr. Bernie Jones. I believe he's listening in right now. And Jermaine should be trying to call in a minute. I just texted him. He's on the road currently driving across America. Somebody.
Okay, so we have Bernie Jones. Do we have Bernie Jones on the line? I'm not sure. We have quite a few callers in the push poll this morning. Are you with us, Bernie?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Good morning. Thank you for joining us in the punch bowl.
Oh, it's good to be here.
What brings you to the punch bowl this morning?
Well, I was talking to Nathaniel about Miriam, and told him I'd call in and maybe chat a little bit about it and answer some questions.
Okay, okay. So tell us about it. What exactly is Miriam?
Miriam International is a fairly new business. It's not 6 years old yet. Jeff Olson is our CEO. He's been nicknamed the Millionaire Maker, so that's always a good guy to be in business with. And they started out with a night cream that was a revolutionary product with a patent that nobody could copy, and it just started working wonders on people's skin, on their face. And, of course, when a product like that works, the opportunity works. So over the last 5 years, we've broken record after record, and, we're a $1.5 billion company now, and we've just really turned out some other fabulous products, and the company's exploding. It's been one of the best decisions my wife and I have ever made. So we're excited about it.
Are you one of the founders or one of the people who started the company?
No, ma'am. I'm not. I'm just I'm just a regular old Joe. I was a construction worker that got involved in an opportunity and was very glad he did.
Okay. And how long have you been involved with the company?
My wife and I joined the company 3 years ago in January.
Okay. And was this an opportunity that you brought to your wife or your wife brought to you?
She brought it to me. Actually, I had been working outside. It was very, very cold in the winter. And she came home and said she had got involved in an opportunity that was going to change our lives. And I said, well, what's that going to cost me? And but it ended up the cost had ended up being really a non-issue because it's provided so much for us and free product. And we earned an iPad. We drive a Lexus that they pay for. And then I was able to walk away from my construction job and work with my wife. And they sent us on a trip. Not to mention the income is added to our household. So it's been a great ride. And we're just getting started. I mean, we're in like seven countries now, and we're just getting ready to go into Europe this fall. So with the company's really exploding, we're excited about it.
How long was it before you were able to walk away from your construction job?
Well, you know, for me, it was about 9 months. But, you know, it's different for everybody. It just depends on how much you want to dive into it. I had some other factors that made me decide that was the time that I wanted to do it. So we jumped in and came home and told my wife one day, said, okay, we're going to do this together.
No, that's wonderful. I love working with a bottle of youth, and a bottle of youth for me, because they do everything together, every message, every word, everything that is, they do it together. So we love couples who work together, and I'm just curious as to who brought who the idea, because sometimes, like you said, it's the man who's like, okay, how much is that going to cost me? And the women are like, we have to do this. But even in 9 months, 9 months is not a long time to be able to quit your day job and to focus on something that you actually love and enjoy doing. That's not a relatively long period of time.
That's right. And one of the things about this company, I mean, it's designed in such a way that people can start it and work at it in whatever pace works for them. In other words, you're not required to make quotas, you know, or do anything like that. You can kind of use this opportunity to fit in the cracks around your life and build the business at your own pace. So some people have done it much quicker, you know, been successful much quicker than we have and much more successful. And then there's others that have been working at it longer than we have, and they're just taking it slow, you know. So everybody has their own goals, and this company is a fit for that because you can go at whatever pace you want without it costing you a lot of money to do the business. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever taken advantage of any other opportunities before? Like, are you one of those people who is one of those chronic MLM people or always, you know, trying different, you know, that's what I call them. You know, it's always, let's do this, let's jump this. You know, they have the coffee, they have so many different things. Or was
that's
this
right.
like a new for you?
This is a pretty new business for us. We had, in the past, we had signed up, for lack of a better term, for a couple of companies, but most of the time it was just so we could get the product at a wholesale price or something to that effect. This is the only company we've ever really jumped in and said, we're going to make this business opportunity work for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, we're not MLM junkies.
You don't start fiending after a while to find out what the next big opportunity, the next big MLM is that's out there?
Oh, yeah, I run into people all the time, and that's what they do. But I tell you what, people are finding a place in this company, and they want to stay because the people at the head of this company are, A, number one, lots of good experience. One of the really great things about this company is that they have a personal development program with one of the best in the country as far as teaching personal development, David Byrd. And and that's provided for us as a free service. I mean, our CEO believes that if we can develop ourselves personally first, the other good things are going to come. So,
what are some of the things that are covered in personal development?
Well, they teach us that you need to read like 10 pages of a good book every day, or meditation, or prayer, or whatever it is that you do. And we have training that teaches us how to manage our days, you know, how to plan well, and how to inspect what we expect. So there's a lot of good, 3 years of good, solid leadership training that they're teaching us to do. You know, most of the people that I've talked to in this organization that have been in for more than a year or so, they all say that they would have gladly joined just for the leadership training.
Okay. So do you think that has made the difference as far as you and your wife actually sticking with this program?
Oh, yes, definitely so. Not only because we benefit from the leadership training, but to be involved with a company that puts that at the forefront is attractive to me. So.
Okay. Okay, so what would you say is your favorite aspect or the best aspect of working with Miriam?
The best aspect of working with Miriam? Well, first of all, I probably have to say it's because the products are all unique and patented.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be concerned about every other company coming up with a similar product because all of our stuff is patented and we have tested to see it works. And equally with that is the trust that I have in the leadership of this company to really look out for the best interest of the partners. So.
Okay. Now, when you have been working with people to inform them and let them know about the product, were you at first concerned that there may be some resistance? I mean, because, you know, with products, some people are like, okay, well, you know, I can go to Target and I can get that. I can go and get face cream, or I can go, you know, to Walmart or Macy's or whatever store. I don't need an additional product. I don't need to purchase additional product.
Right. Well, the way that we generally do this business is we give people the product and let them try it for a week. And,
okay.
You know,
okay.
This company pays for no advertisement. It's all person to person. So when I come up to my friend or an acquaintance and I tell them about this new product that I'm involved with or new company, however you approach them, and they see what a difference it's made in my life or what a difference it's made in my skin, then that's effective. People will say, oh, I'm on some of that. If it does that for you, it'll do it for me, which is a whole lot different than seeing an actor on TV supporting a product, and you go to the local store and you buy it. Yeah, it's a big difference in the approach, and plus it makes it more affordable for people to use it if it's not a lot of budget for advertising. So,
Do you use the products personally?
I do. I use every one of them, and I have used them for 3 years. And I bought very little product because this company rewards you for doing the business, and they give you free product to use and to sample people with. And I look good.
At the end of the day, that's really what matters, is that you look good. So,
come on, that's
right. Let us. That's what matters. You look good. I'm sure your wife looks good, and that's what matters. So, again, we do have a bottle of youth and a bottle of youth on the line. What made you decide to join Harry?
Are you talking to myself?
Yes.
Well, we joined Harry. I actually took my wife down to the oceanfront, and I wanted to buy her a sundress. We went into a store called Loaded at the oceanfront, and we met up with a young lady named Vicky, and she invited us to a meeting that they were having at the Westin Hotel in Virginia Beach. I like to call it downtown Virginia Beach because it's like where the biggest buildings are now. And that's where they were having the meeting. At the time, there was a lady there named Hannah who I thought was amazing, and I thought the numbers that she was explaining through her PowerPoint made sense. And then after watching her earn her Lexus, she earned a $50,000 bonus. It was very, very intriguing to me, and Bernie's wife, Joanne, gave my wife a bottle of the night cream. Just gave it and didn't want it back. And so we were both using it, and about 6:30, 7 o'clock in the evening, our face was feeling tight, and we had this nerium glow. We couldn't stop smiling at one another because we didn't believe that it was working so well. Very few times in life do you come in encounter with a product that someone tells you it's going to do A, B, and C, and then it does it. And Nerium International, with their product, it's just been an amazing ride. We went to a conference last year right after the car accident, in fact. Outside of driving all the way to Indiana to pick up my wife's dog so that she could be okay while we were out there and still hurt and banged up, we went to the conference there in St. Louis, Missouri. And it was like a three-day conference, and it was wonderful. I mean, to watch folks that came in there that didn't know what they were going to do with life become a part of Nerium, and it's this big family ship. It really is. I mean, you don't feel like anyone you meet is ever a stranger because they're doing the same thing you're doing, and you're watching how successful they are. And that's why myself and my wife got into it. You know, because of Miss Vicky down at the Virginia Beach oceanfront at this store Lotus, they sell a lot of nice things there. And they were Nerium brand partners, herself and her mother. So we wound up joining under Vicky. We met a wonderful woman named Jaser Patterson. Is it Patterson, Bernie, or is it Peterson?
Patterson.
Patterson, okay. And her husband, Doug. And we fell in love with them and fell in love with Bernie and Joanne and just really traveled a lot of the country
you know, different parts of the country together. We ended up in Richmond, I believe, at the same time for a regional conference there. We've gone down to the city, to Virginia Beach. We've done little parties at different homes. And they've always been very, very supportive. I mean, if I needed Lexus on the spot, I could call Lisa or Bernie, and they would come with their Lexus, you know, to let folks know this is a part of what you're getting into if you want it. You know, if you want to work hard enough to get your Lexus, you can, and the company will pay for it. So, you know, I really appreciate Bernie coming on the radio today and explaining, you know, the Neria products. One question I would like to ask Bernie is, which products do you like the best outside of saying all of them? Which product was it that made a significant change in your life?
Well, we've got two brand new products that I really love. One's called a dual cleanser, which, you know, men just don't wash their face. They usually take a little bit of shampoo and wash their face off, and that's it. You know what I mean? But this new cleanser, my face has never felt so clean. It goes on like an oil base, and it cleans all the impurities off your skin, makeup if you're a makeup wearer. My wife said it even takes off mascara. And then you wet your hands, and it becomes a foamy wash, and it cleanses the rest of the impurities off of your skin. It's just an amazing product. And along with that, they came out with a product called Aluma Boost, which is a vitamin C-based product. And it is just doing amazing things for people's skin. It just goes into your skin and offers that antioxidant that vitamin C gives. And it's packaged in such a way that the vitamin C doesn't degrade, which is a problem most companies have with using that product. But those are my two favorite products today. But the one that's made the most difference in my skin is the I mean, that's our flagship product. And, I mean, you put this stuff on every day, 2 days, and you are going to see a difference in your face. I mean, that's I'm very confident in that. I've seen it work on so many people. But that's my favorite product.
That, you know, the reason why I asked that question was because one of the first pictures we've seen that Lisa had showed us was a neck. And I never met the person's neck before. And then when I met the person whose neck it belonged to, I was like really shocked, you know. I mean, because we talked the first day at the little meeting there at Virginia Beach at the Westin Hotel. And we're looking at these pictures, and I go home and I start really Googling, you know, the night cream and seeing that folks was using it all over their body. And this is before we came out with the Neurium Firm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the Neurium Firm is one of those products, too, that's been making such a significant change in folks' stomach, stretch marks, cellulite, you know, chicken wing. it's amazing how many different parts of the body is named after a different animal. But you know, the turkey neck and the chicken wings, I love saying that when I'm in the street. And being 43 years old and using a bottle of youth myself, using our Neurium product, I feel great. And most folks don't believe that we are in our 40s, or let alone have 7 children and our last one being 20 years old already.
Yeah. And I would like to mention, too, that we have stepped into the wellness field this year. So the first product we came out with was called EHT, which is a supplement for your brain health. And a lot of research came out of a lab in Princeton University, a very well-respected university, and lots of research on this. This product goes in and helps your brain repair connections that we burn up over the years, for lack of a better term, by abusing our bodies and doing things when we're younger we probably shouldn't do. And this product really helps repair those connections. And it's just helping with a lot of different issues that people have concerning the brain. You know, all these new research about Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and all of that comes back to a breakdown of the connections in your brain. So this is a product that works on that. It helps us keep our brain healthy. And a lot of people talk about when they first start taking that product how the fog lifted. You know, it just gives them more focus and makes them clearer thinkers. And so it's just a great product. I love that product, and I'll take it for the rest of my life just on the chance that it might keep me from developing some brain disorder down the road by keeping my brain healthy. And then we just came out, like in the last few months, with a product called Youth Factor, which is really an amazing product. It works from the inside out, helping keep our skin healthy. But also, there's a lot of research on this, and I didn't even know what a mitochondria was until this product came out. But a mitochondria is the energy source in our cells. And this product goes directly to that mitochondria and strengthens it so that our cells can better perform. And it helps every aspect of our body by doing that. The mitochondria, with age, it begins to diminish in its energy. And this product builds that energy back up. And it's just really, really been an amazing product as we see people begin to take it and hear all the testimonies about, oh, it's helping me with this, it's helping me with that, because it's just giving their body the thing that's been missing for so long. So we're really excited about that, too. And it comes out of the same lab in Princeton University and has a lot of research behind it. So we're excited about the things we're going to hear about that product, too.
So one of the questions that I have for you is, it seems to me that you are so happy, I guess, for lack of a better word. That's not the word that I was going for, but that you enjoy what you're doing. You enjoy the product. You enjoy the opportunity. Have you been able to get the people around you and your network involved with Nerium as well? It just seems contagious, I guess.
Oh, yes, it is. I mean, and that's the only way you can be successful with this opportunity is to help other people be successful, which that's a win-win situation. And, you know, you're talking about, I seem happy. What that is, that's called joy. And I'm a Christian, and my joy is not dependent on my circumstances anyway. Mm-hmm. So Nerium just gives me a platform to help spread that, help bring joy into other people's lives and help teach them how to walk and talk in such a way that they can experience that joy every day.
Okay, so we know if people want more information about Nerium, they can go to abottleofyouth.com, visit the website.
That's
at
right.
abottleofyouth.com. I'm pretty sure Bernie and Joanne and the whole Nerium family is going to be around to support you in your decision and help you with any questions that you have. Now, we do have to stop for a brief commercial break. We do have a guest on the line for today's show, but we will be right back after this brief commercial break.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion-dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
If you are just now tuning in to today's episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, and I'm your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and you have missed out on an amazing 30 minutes. We have been discussing Miriam International. We've been discussing the products. We've been discussing the opportunity. So if you've missed out on all the information that our guest, Mr. Bernie, has provided us with, then you definitely want to listen to this show in the archive. The archive will be immediately available after this show ends. If you're on the line and you want to join the conversation in the Punch Bowl, if you have a question, a comment, if you want to talk about Miriam, if you want to talk about anything, talk about Happy Thursday, join the conversation in the Punch Bowl, press 1. If you're listening to this conversation on your computer and you want to join the conversation, give us a call, 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people who want to find out more information about Miriam, but don't just read the information. Don't just look at the information. This is something that you have to do now. Act now. Change your life. Change your body. Change your health. Change what's going on with you. Visit abottleofyou.com right now. Well, actually, not right now, but at 11 o'clock after we end the show, changing the conversation. So we want to thank Bernie for being a guest on today's show. We have our co-host, A Bottle of Youth, and A Bottle of Youth for Me, in the Punch Bowl with us. And today's guest is on the line, Mr. Jermaine Payne. Jermaine is a native of Charlottesville, Virginia, and he has been a NASCAR mechanic in the Sprint Cup Series. He has also driven the hauler that carries the race cars. Are you with us this morning, Mr. Payne?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for joining us. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. And yourself?
I'm excellent. I'm excellent. What brings you
to
the Punch Bowl?
Can y'all hear me okay? Because I'm actually driving a truck right now, so I was just checking to see if you're able to hear me okay.
I can hear you loud and clear. What do you truckers
okay.
say? Was that Roger Roger or something? What's the talk?
10-4.
10-4, yeah, 10-4. 10-4, big guy, I got you.
Okay, so what was the question?
You're being careful on the road, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be hands-free. I got a microphone with an earpiece, because you can't mm-hmm. hold the phone while you actually drive. You get big trouble for that.
Okay, so we spoke to A Bottle of You and A Bottle of You for Me, and we were told that you were going to entertain us with your stories of being a NASCAR mechanic and your life. You're here to entertain me now.
Well, actually, I was more of a pit crew member. I mean, I worked on the most mechanic work I did. I mean, I put gears in at the racetrack. They had to change gears. But most of my mechanic work I did at the shop in Mooresville, North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
Mostly
mm-hmm.
at the racetrack. I was a front tire carrier on the pit crew, and
mm-hmm.
I drove the hauler to transport the Sprint Cup car to the racetrack.
What made you decide to be involved in the NASCAR?
Well, actually, the way it happened was I was working for a high-end auction gallery in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, me and a lady named Christy, and we became good friends. She was a photographer and supervisor as far as the photography and everything, and I was the floor manager. So it didn't work out well with the guy we was working for, so she got in touch with another guy named Jay Robinson, that owned an auction gallery in Indian Head, North Carolina, and come to find out he owned a NASCAR team, too. So he hired us to work for his auction gallery, and he was trying to step up his game and do a higher-end auction stuff like we knew how to do. And so, you know, you got to wait a few years to get your clientele up and start seeing big profits with that. So after the first year, he didn't want to do it anymore, but he told me, he said, well, you look like you'll be a good front tire carrier for my pit crew. I said, okay. And so that's how I got into it right there.
So what does someone look like when they look like they'd be a good front tire carrier? Because I don't know if I have that look.
Well, I've been lifting weights for years. And I, at that point, I was, you know, into my workout real well, you know, strongly into my workout. So I was a pretty big guy, you know, at that time. So I guess just my work ethic and my drive that he saw would be, you know, because dealing with that antique furniture, most of that type of furniture is pretty heavy because it's made of real wood. And stuff like that. So he saw, you know, my work ethic in that, and I believe that's what he saw, you know, saw me as being, you know, that I would be good for his team, how I see it. Hello? Hello?
There we go. Jermaine, right, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm in the desert right now, so.
That's okay. It's nothing but space and time in the desert. I seen it too. I ran from it. But I tell you, you know, they say Punch TV is from the desert to the sea. Even if you're in the desert, you can watch Punch TV.
Yes.
Okay. So that's
the reason I was asking as far as how you got into it. It's because one of the things that, you know, our goal, our vision here at Punch TV Studios is to make movies and to make television shows from the lives of ordinary people. So the way we look at careers and jobs and opportunities or even life is different from a lot of other people. You know, where you may just see a front tire carrier, we're like, okay, there's a story, there's a movie. How can we make, you know, everybody's doing reality shows these days. And again, by the way, you told me, this is what he told me. He said, you're hilarious. So I'm like, okay, I have to hear this story and have to hear what's good. That's what he told me. By the way, didn't you tell me that?
I did. Jermaine, I think you're referring to the story at the bar. One night when I was at work, when you decided you wanted to party with everybody and have a good time, and that's what I also believe helps him out with NASCAR, because he tends to have liked a lot of country music growing up. I always tried to figure that out, but he always had this twang, you know, growing up in Georgia. I could tell you a story about some Raisinets. My mother gave us the raisinets when we were young kids. Yes, you are. And the raisinets were so good, Jermaine wanted to ask for some more. When he did it, it was so funny in the way he did it, because he said, do you have any more of those raisins? And the way he said raisins, being from Georgia at the time, you guys were living outside of Decatur or Savannah?
Yeah.
Jermaine?
Yeah.
So you guys were living in what part of Georgia were you living in?
Shoot, that was so long ago. You probably know better. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, I am older than you. We do a lot of family things together. He was down here with us last year at our home. Had a lot of great times. But what I was talking about up in Charlottesville, Jermaine liked to mess with folks when he takes a great drink, and I do too. So we would just sit there and laugh and laugh, and sometimes we would just look at each other and just bust out laughing. never could understand it, but this was my cousin and I's relationship. We were like brothers growing up, whether we were in living in Brooklyn. They lived with us up in Brooklyn. So when I found out that he was a NASCAR driver, you know, as far as driving the hauler, the 18-wheelers, especially after getting hit by an 18-wheeler, it was just a lot of great conversations that we were able to have, because he actually came back home with us on the way back from that accident. When we got back to North Carolina, we met up with him, and then we all came to the house together. So our first moment back in our home after being hit by the 18-wheelers, my brother and my cousin, Jermaine, was there with us. And he really did keep my spirits up the whole time he was there. I think he was there for maybe a month or so, maybe 2 months. But no matter how bad my day was, whether it was a man coming to my home telling me he owns my home and he wants keys or money, and Jermaine just kind of looked at me and was like, well, what are you going to do, you know? Which things like that I usually thrive off of, especially with having post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, I've turned my post-traumatic stress disorder that I have from the military and everything over to Punch TV Studio disorder now, or dysfunction. I just don't know which one I want to use, dysfunction or the disorder. I'm enjoying both of them with Punch TV. But,
I don't know if you like either of those words. I mean, I'm just going to throw that in there right now. I don't know if you like either of those. We like calls. We like vision. We like movement. We like those kind of words. We kind of will give you addiction, kind of. But disorder, that's a little fun.
That's a little fun. Okay. What's TV Studio Dream?
Okay.
Is that all right?
That's all
right. Us East Coast guys, you know, we tend to take things a little far. You know, I know West Coast a little laid back, and I appreciate that because. But, you know, I love my cousin to death, and him being out there on the road and traveling through the country and stopping off at truck stops and being a black male driving a NASCAR hauler. Like I said, I would like for him to share some of those stories with you. You know, those are some of the real hilarious stories, because the first thing, when you see a NASCAR hauler pull up, the last thing you expect to see is a black guy driving.
Mm-hmm.
Several times I pulled up at a truck stop, a fuel stop, like a, you know, Pilot or Love's or TA, to fuel up, and you know, everybody, when they see a NASCAR hauler, you know, all other truck drivers, people, they're looking at it. And then they see me step out, and they're like, what? And then I had several people walk up to me like, man, how'd you get that job? You know, and it's just like a big shock to them to, you know, to see, you know, a black male driving, you know, a Sprint Cup hauler, because they've had, from what my research, when I was actually working at the racetrack, you know, I asked some of the, you know, crew chiefs that's been there in the game for 20 years, 30 years, and I'd asked them, I said, has there ever been a black guy that drove a Sprint Cup hauler or a NASCAR hauler? And it's like, no, not this. They said, we believe that you're the first one to drive a Sprint Cup hauler, but there has been another black guy that drove for the Nationwide, which now is called Xfinity. That's the one below the Sprint Cup. So from my research, it said that I'm the first black guy to drive a Sprint Cup hauler.
See, that's a story. That's a movie. We can do our own Hidden Figures. That's what we can do.
Yeah, so.
I'm a little biased. Because, you know, for a woman, I'm really into, like, cars and racing, because I live in Long Beach. And here in Long Beach, California, we have the Long Beach Grand Prix. And when they have the Long Beach Grand Prix here, they shut down all of the streets. They shut down, and you have all of these cars, the Grand Prix, going through the streets of Long Beach, which are actually, like, a few blocks, a couple of blocks from my house. So it's a wonderful experience. I love watching the cars. Actually, I love watching the guys more than the cars, but that's a whole other story, I'm sure. A bottle of you for me. She's with me on that one. I haven't heard from her today. Is she with me? She left me alone today? Did I lose everyone?
I'm here. I can hear you.
Okay. We'll just continue the conversation, and we'll leave a bottle of you for me alone today. But it's interesting. So when you get out of the car, there's a response from people. They're kind of shocked to see you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would say even within the other transporters. I hear an echo.
Go ahead. No, ended it. Go ahead.
Within the other hauler drivers for the Sprint Cup. You know, I guess when they first saw me pulling in there, you know, and parking the hauler and you know preparing the hauler, you know, to get the car out, setting everything up. I got a lot of looks like, what in the world is he doing driving? I don't actually wear my feelings on my sleeve. So some of the bad things that I went through or heard about within the NASCAR, as far as being a black man within it, I brush stuff like that off, you know, because somebody. I'm occupying someone's mind as far as something like that, then, you know, that's on them for the most part. But, you know, I enjoyed my time. It's hard work, I can tell you that. People see the race on Sunday, but it's a whole lot more into it that you go through at the racetrack before the actual race begins. So, I mean, it's hard work.
Okay,
but
so you
fun.
Do NASCAR,
uh-huh.
and you drive trucks?
Yeah, I'm actually driving a truck right now.
Okay, so do you do long hauls, cross country, short trips? What do you do?
I do over the road, like all 52 mm-hmm. states. Yeah,
mm, so
I'm actually
So you spend a lot of time on the road.
Oh, yeah. I'm out for 4 to 6 weeks at a time. Then I go home you get a day off for every week that you drive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll drive 4 weeks or 6 weeks and then take four days off. You only get maxed out at 4 days. So even if you work for 6 weeks and then you want to go home, you still can only have those 4 days. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm driving through New Mexico right now.
Wow. Can I head on over to California? Come on down to Punch TV Studios.
Yeah, I just left California, actually. I was in Santa Maria. I picked up a load from Santa Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I dropped one off. I took one from Santa Maria, dropped it in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And now I left from Arizona, and I'm headed to Texas.
Okay. When you get back to California, come visit us at Punch TV Studios. Check out what we're doing here, creating generational wealth, creating jobs, producing over 300 feature films and television shows. You know, you never know. You might just pop in and create a role for you, throw you in a show or something. You'll be the trucker.
Okay. So y'all do TV shows and all of that?
Yes, we do. We do.
Oh, okay.
That's our focus here. We started with broadcasting. We started as Punch TV Network in 2008. And with broadcasting, what we have the ability to do is take produced content and just like putting in any CD or DVD into a laptop or a computer, you basically plug and play. So when we took the company public in 2016, we created Punch TV Studios to focus more on production, Production allows us to create. We can create stories. We can create movies. And that's what this IPO at $1 per share is about. It's about creating jobs, because when we produce over 300 new feature films and television shows, that's going to be more jobs for not only the actors and the producers and the directors on the show, but there are a lot of people. Most people don't understand how many people it takes. I mean, you understand it when you see the credits. At the end of the movie, you're like, wow, who are all of those people? But those are the people that it takes to create an amazing movie or an amazing television show. And so that's why we want you, we want everyone you know, we want everyone to be a part of Punch TV Studios and what we're doing.
Okay. Yeah, that's friends with the general manager of the NASCAR team I work for. So, I mean, I don't know what y'all, the plans of the future. If y'all want to know more, maybe I can talk to them and see if y'all could, do some filming as far as, their shop, and maybe go to a race and do some filming, because they're always looking for sponsorship with that team.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's somebody out there listening who want to be a sponsor, because sponsors get to sit at the pit box for free. Their sponsors get to sit there. If you got a sponsorship logo on the car, they let you sit in the pit box and watch the race from there and stuff like that. So,
we would definitely love to have that conversation. That's what we do here in the Punch Bowl. We change the conversation. So I think what we would like to do first, before we do anything else, is we would love to speak with the general manager and see if we can get an interview on Changing the Conversation and find out what it takes to be a general manager or be a part of NASCAR, how it started, how it evolved, where it's going. Is it still the same as it was, years ago? We'd love to find out more information about NASCAR, because it's definitely a household name.
Okay. Yeah, I will definitely look into that for y'all. The same number, or y'all give me some contact information.
A bottle of youth for me. We'll take care of everything for you. But I know NASCAR would make an interesting movie, an interesting television show. I mean, we can make television shows of anything. What do you think about that, A Bottle of Youth?
I love the idea. I love it.
Oh, she's famous. You're back with me.
You're back with me. Oh, he had me muted. I'm back. Now, Jermaine, tell us the funniest story you have on NASCAR real quick.
I don't know how funny it would be. I mean, it was funny to me afterwards, but when it happened, I mean, it was kind of serious. But like the few of the pit stops that we did, I remember one incident where came off the wall and got, because I had the tire, so I'm on the front tire carrier jumps in front of the car as it's coming in. The car has to stop at a certain point. So me and the tire changer, Mark, we jump off the wall. I'm on the outside of him. He's on the inside, closest to where the car's coming in at. And when we get around, coming to you change the right sides first, which would be right where the other cars are coming by on pit road, trying to pit. And I remember I came around the car, and all I could see, and I tried to squeeze myself as close to the our car as possible, because all I see was the number 22 came probably 6 to 8 inches of my body, going probably 50 miles an hour or so.
Wow.
And to me, it was funny afterwards, but but still, when you're in pit mode, whatever happens, you still have to be did. And my job was to hang the tire. You know, when you hang the tire, you got to hit it right on there on the lug nut. And it takes practice to do that. But that was funny. But, I mean, I don't know if my ex-boss, Jay Robinson, would ever hear this. But it was one time we were pitching, and he was the jack man. Our owner was actually the jack man for the pit crew, too. And he lost his footing coming off the wall and fell flat on his face, and the jack went flying right to the middle of pit road. The car had to dodge the jack. I mean, it's a lot of stories. Mark, one time we had to actually push the car because it had shut off. We needed to push it to kickstart it, and we pushed it, and as soon as the car kicked on, it sped off, and Mark went rolling all into the next pit stall. That was pretty funny. But, yeah, that stuff like that is, I mean, to see it is funnier than probably seeing it. But, yeah, it's been some fun times. I met Evander Holyfield. I shook his hand at a racetrack. I seen one of the guys from Duck Dynasty. There was another guy who was a rock star. I can't remember his name. But I've seen a lot of celebrities at the racetrack. I've seen what's the guy? I can't remember his name, but he was Devo on Friday.
Tiny Lister.
Yeah, I've seen him three times at three different racetracks. I've seen a lot of them celebrity people first at the racetrack. But yeah, it's something. I mean, it's a lot of black pit crew members, but as far as actual guys that works on race cars, you don't see very many black people at the racetrack that's in the garage area, you know, working on the car or, you know, stuff like that. That's very few that you see. You see most black people you see within the NASCAR is on race day, the pit crews come in. And you see more black guys then, but as far as within the garage working, it's very few. Sometimes I've only saw myself, at times to see more black guys working on like Xfinity or the truck series, the Camperware series. But as far as Sprint Cup, you don't see very many black people at all, which I like to see more black people get into that. No, because I mean, it's not like it's racist. Or, I mean, it's not racist to where they don't, you know, want to see black people in the field. But they have NASCAR officials. They have black NASCAR officials and stuff too. So I mean, it's for everybody. You know?
What's the name? Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Jermaine, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
What do you think about the first female? Currently, I've been watching her on Big Brother, who's in a pit crew in NASCAR. Her name is Christmas. I can't think of her last name, but her first name is Christmas, but she's the first female in a pit crew. And they were talking about that Big Brother. So I didn't know if you were aware of it, because I think this has happened since you've been out on the road, so I'm not sure. But, and I would also like for you to definitely become a shareholder with Punch TV. I think I remember mentioning it to you once before, but now I think you heard a lot, and speaking with Sharifa and ourselves, that would be a great thing, I think, for you and your family. And I also wanted to ask you, what did you think about the Charlottesville situation?
Would you want me to respond to the Charlottesville thing?
Yeah, what did you think about?
I think we've asked a lot of questions, and it is 10:59, so we may have to table that conversation, and especially the Charlottesville, Virginia conversation, because it's going to be to be continued, but we definitely want to take to thank A Bottle of Youth and A Bottle of Youth for me for joining us on today's episode of Changing the Conversation. And we especially have to thank Bernie and Mr. Jermaine Payne for joining us on today's episode of Changing the Conversation. Thank you, Mr. Payne.
You're welcome.
We will be back tomorrow, the same time on TGIF. Tune in because we have the Diva Glammas on tomorrow's show, and these ladies are just over the top. Most of them are former Soul Train dancers, and now guess what? They're grandmas. So join us tomorrow, Friday, TGIF. Until next time, it has been Sharifa Hardy with Changing the Conversation.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on Changing the Conversation, visit Nabuki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.